And Tilbrook, Chris Divitt, welcome to you guys.
Yes,
it's lovely to be here. It has actually become a tradition now.
It has definitely become a tradition. It is fantastic for you to come and play, for us to hear you come and play to us live. How's the year been, by the way, before we start?
It's been an amazing year for us. I think we've done one of the best tours we've ever had. The response we've had is great. We've had lovely documentaries, some new songs, and we're moving into the next year full of optimism.
And one of the songs you're going to play, Some Fantastic Place, was in the documentary, and there's a story attached, and it was amazing. I don't know, Chris, for you or for you both, watching your life told in that way, it must have been
hugely moving.
Moving was the word I would choose. I realized how much you live through the band, and there's pain as well as joy there.
I thought they took great care in filming it, and we were interviewed separately. I didn't see the one live on telly, but I saw the unedited version of it, and it definitely brought a lump to my throat, because it's been so many years. I mean, this coming year it'll be 40 years that Glenn and I have been together writing songs. You know, that's an incredible amount of time.
And we know every note and we love them. So look, here we are, Squeeze, Tilbrook and Difford. I should say Difford and Tilbrook, because that's the order the names go on all the vinyl. Can you play Take Me, I'm Yours?
We can.
Come across the desert to greet you with a smile. My camel looks so tired, it's hardly worth my while to tell you of my travels across the Golden East. I see your preparations, invite me first to a feast. Take me, I'm yours, because dreams are made of this. Forever there'll be a heaven in your kiss. A music melody dances distract me from my wine. Across Tibetan mountains, memories of mine. I stood some ghostly moments with natives in the hills, recorded here on paper by chills and thrills and spills. I'm yours, because dreams are made of this. Forever there'll be a heaven in your kiss. Some welcome you never seem to change. A great potential leisure, romantic gesture strange. My ego flies tomorrow, it's a game I treasure dear, to seek the helpless future. My love at last, I'm here. Take me, I'm yours, because dreams are made of this. Forever there'll be a heaven in your kiss.
Squeeze and Take Me, I'm Yours, with a little bit of a studio audience.
Yeah, big audience, I'd say.
it's family here. So tell us about 2013 for Squeeze. What are you going to be doing?
Well, we're going to get together in 2013 and discover what we're going to be doing. But we've been writing some new songs, and we've got that to look forward to. We've got possibilities of tours and lots of really interesting things we can't really discuss on air.
I noticed that we played the Justice Collective's He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother.
Absolutely.
And
brilliant.
Glenn, you performed on that.
Yes, I was very, very honoured to be asked to be involved. You know, what those families have been through is unspeakable. So,
this is Hillsborough related,
Hillsborough, tragedy. and just, the ensuing cover-up.
Yeah, and of course, they're all resolved in 2012. There's so much going on this year. Let me just read some comments on Facebook before you play Up the Junction. I had to see someone on Twitter saying, "Don't whatever happens, let them play that," because I always burst into tears when they play Up the Junction. Lots of squeeze posts. David York writes, "Saw them at Norwich last Saturday. They were great. I was tempted to stay at home and have black coffee in bed." We should have asked for that. "I said goodbye, girl, to the missus, turned down some slap and tickle, drove up the junction to see them. Is that love? I'd say they were very cool for cats."
Oh, my God.
How many titles are in there? Richard White writes, "As a 9-year-old in 79, I was gutted when both Cool for Cats and Up the Junction only made number 2. Both should have been number 1. Great band, timeless songs." And Greg Storer, also on Facebook, writes, "When I was at school in the late 70s, one of my mates got a girl pregnant, so we bought him a present, Up the Junction by Squeeze."
Oh, my God.
You've allowed me to do
a round of cheese for everybody, I think.
Believe me, there's more where that came from. Okay, you're allowing me to do the drum part here, so let me just move my squeaky microphone. This is just the opening. Okay, ready? How does it go?
That's the bit before the verse. It's just once at the beginning and then twice when we stop, okay?
Okay, I'll do it twice. Okay, ready?
Yes!
Oh, dear. Oh, sorry. Right, let's stop. Clapham out on a windy common. That night I ain't forgotten. Wishing down the rations with some of the passions. I said, "You are a lady." Perhaps she said, "Maybe." We moved into a basement with thoughts of our engagement. We stayed in by the telly, though the room was smelly. We spent our time just kissing. The railway arms we're missing. His lover got us hooked up. All that time it took up. I got a job with Stanley. He said I'd come in handy. I started me on Monday, so I had a bop on Sunday. I worked 11 hours. I bought the girl some flowers. She said she'd seen a doctor, but nothing now could stop her. I worked all through the winter. The weather brought some bitter. I put away a tenner each week to make her better. And when the time was ready, we had to sell the telly. Late evenings by the fire with little kicks inside her. This morning at 4:50, I took a rather nifty down to an incubator. But 30 minutes later, she gave birth to a daughter. Within a year, a walker. She looked just like a mother. If there could be another. She's 2 years older. Her mother's with a soldier. She left me with my drinking. Became a proper stinging. The devil came and took me from bar to street to bookie. No more nights by the telly. No more nights nappy smelling. Alone here in the kitchen, I feel there's something missing. I beg for some forgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, though I always tell her. So it's my assumption I'm really up the junction.
I was worried I was going to be called in for a third. I wasn't ready for that. The third thing on the drums. So you finished your UK pop-up tour, and this is a new concept where the CD of the songs you've played that night is available as people leave.
Yes. Yes.
It went down really well as well. People were queuing up afterwards, and we were signing them on the merch tables. And it was fascinating to meet people because, you know, a lot of those people hadn't come to see Squeeze for such a long time. And I think the documentary really sort of pulled everybody out of their armchairs to come and see us. So it was a fantastic tour for that.
And been playing in the US with the B-52s and the English Beat.
Yeah, we did a couple of months over there during the summer. And that was very successful too. We played a couple of festivals there as well, which is great.
People listen to this show in the office and also in the car. And Wendy says, I'm sitting in a lay-by eating my lunch. What a treat to have Squeeze playing live. They gave some of the best concerts I've ever seen in the late 80s in Cardiff. And still going. This is the whole thing about 40 years on.
Get out of that lay-by.
Yeah,
lay-by of life.
Jill, there's a song there. I was amazed, actually, watching the documentary, Chris, that the way you wrote, for example, Up the Junction, you just wrote it off on one page of A4 and you've still got the page.
Yeah, I mean, sadly, I haven't written anything by hand for quite a long time, and, you know, it's a dying art. There was a book just published about that, about handwriting and how people don't write quite as much as they used to. So I'm going to try and get a pencil out in the new year and see what happens.
And I was struck by your description of Some Fantastic Place, one of your songs, and the story behind it, which is about a longtime friend, somebody that you were engaged to, Glenn, at one point, and her name was Maxine Barker, and you're very close to her.
We went out. We weren't engaged, but we went out together for a few years, and it was Maxine who encouraged me to answer Chris's advert, and so was responsible really for us getting together. And she sadly succumbed to leukemia some 20-odd years ago now.
Yeah, 21 years ago.
I know when you wrote this song together as you write all the songs, and you just immediately realised this was the way to pay tribute to her.
It was a wonderful lyric. Chris gave me the lyric, and I knew, without saying anything, and I knew it was about Maxine. And it was such a touching thing. It was a touching thing for me to read, and it was also one of those songs that, in spite of the fact it's got a load of chords in, I just sat down and played it. It happened. I didn't really have anything to do with it, so it's a special song for us.
For anyone who's lost somebody they love this year, Some Fantastic Place live now by Squeeze.
She gave to me tenderness, her friendship and her love. I see her face from time to time, there in the sky above. We grew up learning as we went, what a voyage our lives could be. It took us through wilderness into the calmest sea. A smile could lift me from the pain I often found within. She said some things I won't forget. She made a few bells ring. So simple her humility, her beauty found in grace. Today she lives another life in some fantastic place. She showed me how to raise a smile out of a bed of gloom. And in her garden sanctuary, a life began to bloom. She visualized the world ahead and planned how it would be. She left behind the strongest love that lives eternally. I have the hope that when it's time for me to come away, that she'll be there to show me around. Whenever comes that day, her love was life and happiness, and in her steps I trace the way to live a better life in some fantastic place, some fantastic place, some fantastic place. fantastic place. Some fantastic place. Some fantastic place. Some fantastic place.
Some fantastic place by Squeeze, Glenn Tilbrook, Chris Difford, sitting right in front of me, as you've been very kind to do in recent Christmas run-up. No, thank you. Thank you very much. I hope it's you enjoy coming in and seeing our tinsel.
It's lovely. It's beautiful in here. Someone's taken a lot of trouble and time.
I think it's the Chris team. They're very, very good with their tinsel. Jill and Paul Humphrey say, it was a privilege to meet the lads on Sunday evening in UEA Norwich. The live CD has not left the player since then. We played them all the way home. I've seen the band many times, never been disappointed. I saw you about a year ago. Absolutely amazing to watch, I must say. You still love it, don't you?
It's great.
You have your falling outs and then you get back together and you go through phases and...
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's the, you know, we've written such a fantastic history of songs and, you know, we've got a fantastic band and, you know, it just feels very mature and very right. This whole tour has felt great.
Chris in Harrogate says, love it, love it, love it. Finally, something to feel good about. These two have found a new fan in me. We have got a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old in the studio, so that's the future.
Yeah.
Lots of people praising you. Diane Lockyer in Petersfield says, I saw Squeeze at the Chichester Festival. It was the best ever gig I've seen. Took me right back to 1979. Brilliant. Anyway, there are loads here, and I haven't got time to read them all out.
Can I just say hello to my 9-year-old Leon? He's at home with a cough. He's sitting there with Pauline. Hello, Leon. Hello, Pauline. Aww. Thank you.
Go on, anyone you want to say hello to, Chris, you're welcome to.
I've gone all shy.
New Squeeze single is Tommy, available as a free download from the website. Can't say fairer than that. Guys, great to see you. We wish you a very happy Christmas.
And to you too. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in.
See you in a year's time.
Squeeze live in the studio on Radio 2.